Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That little band from Texas, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Box, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, writing a book with Wally.com. I love intuitive websites. It doesn't get any more intuitive than that, folks. I'm going to put up a sandwich, bringjimasandwich.com. What do you think, Wally? That's pretty intuitive, right? Bringjimadonut.com.
Now, there you go.
Bring Jim a chocolate chip cookie with pecans.com. Hey, Wally, I'm glad you're here. We're doing something different, right? You brought us three books that you want to recommend to us.
I do. And we did Plain Talk. And one of the other ones, and it's of the three that I want to talk about today, this is the most recent one. It's by Adam Grant, who always gets described as the wunderkind of Wharton, and the book is called Originals, How Nonconformists Change the World, or Move the World, I think is the actual title. And I don't know if you've read Adam Grant's books, but he is one of the best writers out there. The stuff is clear. He supports everything with some kind of researcher or study stuff. He tells stories that, by and large, nobody else tells because he digs them up himself and brings them on, and other people start telling them later. But one thing to start with here is, when I was growing up, they said, you're either smart or you're not. Well, if you don't have brain power, you don't have the talent, you just can't do anything. And one of the things that we've learned in the last 20, 25 years, from a lot of research by a lot of people, is that there's an awful lot that you can do better and do well if you get to working at it. And one of those things turns out to be, quote, being original, close quote, the kind of people he's talking about. And it's got a number of things. There are two kinds of insights in it, Jim. One of them is...
I haven't read the book, but I know people who are originals. And I know somebody who's almost illiterate, who's a multimillionaire, because he was able to identify an opportunity. He focused on that. Now, when I say almost illiterate, I'm just saying I don't think he graduated from high school, and he doesn't. You know, he's not an intellectual at all. But buddy, if he started a business right now, you'd want to invest.
Yeah,
because he sees things. He sees things.
Well, I have a friend.
Is that what Adam's talking about?
He's talking about people who both see and take action on.
And that's this guy.
That's the guy you're talking about. I have a friend like that. He literally is illiterate. He goes home at night, and his daughter comes over, and he tells her what to write up for reports and stuff, because he can't write. And yet he's got at least three businesses I know of that are wildly successful.
You ever heard of Longaberger Baskets?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave Longaberger founded that company. I wrote an article about him. Go to my website and type in Dave Longaberger, and you'll read about somebody who's probably Adam Grant would consider to be original. So what do we learn from this? What's the message?
I think we learned two things. At least I learned two things. And let me talk about my experience with that. The first thing was, there were things that I hadn't heard before that he said, that once he said it was like, wow, yeah, that makes sense. The big one for me, and this is particularly for your listeners.
He being Adam Grant,
small businesses and entrepreneurs, And we hear that the standard Silicon Valley thing that says, you know, if you're going to start a business, man, you got to sleep under your desk, you got to give up your family life, you got to work all the time, and you got to get funded. And you got to get funded.
That's another one.
Well, it turns out that neither of those things is true for most of the people who start successful businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that hit me the most was this thing that if you look at entrepreneurs who are successful, particularly if you look outside Silicon Valley where there's a little cultural thing going on, what you find is that most of them are taking some risks in business, which they try to manage, but they can do it because they're more solid. They have security in other parts of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that, and I thought about my friend Tom, who's now on his third startup, and he's about our age, or my age, since I'm the old guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Tom started his business, he could do it because his wife was teaching.
Right.
And they had a good marriage. Mm-hmm. They were raising the kids, but it was her salary that let him go ahead and start. Would he sleep on his desk? Yeah, maybe not. Was he committed? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that idea that the ability to take a risk in one area, starting a new business, for example.
As we go to a break, he's talking about you can take risks without being foolhardy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you and I know.
A lot of people think entrepreneurs are foolhardy. And that's not exactly the case. WritingABookWithWally.com. Hold on to that thought, Ronnie. We've got to take a quick break. 10 till. Right back. We've got one more book we're going to talk about. Moments of Truth. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.